It's Riverside.
It's five.
Stand by for news.
I'm Rich Dennison. Attorney General Bill Barr today testifying before a House committee rejecting accusations he's used his office to target the president's foes and help his allies.
What enemies have I indicted? Could you point to one indictment that has been under the department that you feel is unmerited? That you feel violates the rule of law?
Barr also defending the use of federal law enforcement officers against protesters in cities across the country. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the roughly $1 trillion Republican-backed coronavirus relief package is too little and too late.
It is ununified, unserious, completely unsatisfactory.
The Republican plan cuts the current expanded unemployment benefits from $600 a week to $200. The proposal would also include another round of direct payments to Americans. America is listening to Fox News.
I mean, giving us our money back? Wow, what a concept.
你好,
杨先生。Hello. I am here on behalf of the international app sensation TikTok. There are rumors spreading that TikTok is spying on you. This is very far from the truth. TikTok has no idea that you spent 45 minutes on the toilet this morning. We also don't know that you went to Target just to return something and came out with $250 in purchases. And we never, ever look at your browser history. Though you may want to delete some of the more risque websites you have visited. So please be confident that TikTok is not spying on you and does not have a database filled with your names, addresses, and social security numbers. Thank you.
We looked, Rosie and I looked, Dr. Zhivago, it's not the original movie that's going to be on.
Yeah, we may have already missed it.
Yeah, it's a shame, but it is maybe the best movie that shows you what happens when Bolsheviks do what they're doing right now, in real time, in our cities, with the full endorsement of our media and the Democratic Party, for whom they are soldiers. I don't know what the hell they're trying to sell. I don't know too many people that would want that. That's what they're out there doing. And Dr. Zhivago shows you what happens when you work hard to build a great life and you own a nice house, and then the Bolsheviks come in and they decide what you can have and can't have. Everybody gets very hungry, too. This is one of the videos. I think Trump Jr. got somewhat banned from Twitter. These are the doctors that are trying to promote hydroxychloroquine. And, I mean, they won't even believe a minority now. Stella Emanuel, who is behind, says, we need your help. We're being attacked, ridiculed, and discredited. We need our patients to speak up. If you've been cured by this drug, share your story by using the hashtag HCQWorks. And I would like to play this if it'll just play for me.
Hello, I'm Dr. Stella Emanuel, and of course, as you guys know, I'm the COVID doctor. I've treated over 350 COVID patients, and they are all well. I'm a pediatrician and an emergency room physician, and I have an urgent care and a pediatric clinic in Houston, Texas, and we're ready to take care of our patients. Listen, our patients, you need to start speaking up. All those that have been treated, those that have been cured, you need to speak up. Dr. Raul's patients, I'm talking about Dr. Zelenko's patients. If you've taken hydroxychloroquine and you've been cured, it's time for you to speak up. We put our lives, we put our families, we put our licenses on the line to treat you. You need to speak up. Make a short video. Hashtag HCQWorks. Hashtag HCQWorks. Let's hear your hydroxychloroquine story. Send it 2 minutes, send it over. Hashtag HCQWorks. We need to let people know that real people have benefited from this treatment. Real people have been cured. And if you don't speak up, we're getting trashed. So we need our people to speak up.
This is how crazy the left and all their friends in the big tech are. These are doctors that if she has cured 300 and some patients with hydroxychloroquine, and she's asking people who have been cured by that drug to speak up, go to Twitter, hashtag HCQWorks. Can you believe that's necessary? But because Donald Trump advocated hydroxychloroquine, it's their obligation to trash it. They don't care. People that might be saved by it, look at the governors, Bitchmer in Michigan and that moron that runs Nevada. Oh, we're not going to have that in our state. Somebody might get well. These are sick people. They don't care what it takes, how many people get sick, how many people die. But if Donald Trump endorses it, we can't have it. Maniacs. Did we get a phone call?
We did. Tracy has just watched Dr. Zhivago not too long ago on Netflix.
Oh, it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
You really should watch it. You need to see what happens when the Bolsheviks take over. And they do it the same way they're doing it here. Nothing's changed. It's violence. They intimidate. Okay, we'll comply. We don't want to get hurt.
You know,
they get hurt anyway.
There was a movie this weekend on, it's like Positive Movies. It's a channel that has positive movies on it. And I thought, man, I don't know how this one got in there. But it was the story about the Bolsheviks who, the Russians who came in and tried to eliminate the Ukrainians. You know, they were Bolsheviks. And what they did to the people and how they just, you know, basically just shot people. I mean, lined them up and just shot them.
This is the inspiring movie?
Yeah, the positive movie. But it was a story of how they triumphed. There was a couple, Ukrainian couple, that defied all the odds and made it through. And
wake up, people.
Yeah.
It's happening in real time in our country right before your eyes. And you've got an asshole like Chuck Schumer. Well, this just isn't enough. Up yours, Chuck. Chuck you. 8 after 5 o'clock, Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Jack Ingram and the family of dealerships have now made it possible for you to have the car buying experience from the comfort of your living room. Whatever you're interested in, the question that needs to be asked is, do you love what you drive?
No.
But maybe you haven't looked into trading it in because you've, what am I going to do? I've got to tell you something. Having purchased 6 times from Jack Ingram, what they are really good at is upgrading. Upgrading you from whatever you're driving now to a vehicle with lower mileage, perhaps with more features, because each year technologies add new features to vehicles. I saw that going from a 17 to a 19 Nissan Rogue. Love both cars. The 19 is that much better because it has some features the 17 did not. Anyway, they're really good at not just upgrading your vehicle, but keeping your payment in the ballpark that you're comfortable with. That's important, too. So go to jackingram.com. Browse the stores. All of them got deals. Audi with certified pre-owns. Mercedes, Porsche. The Volkswagen store. We had somebody call us from there last Friday. They can do this for you. And they're so incentivized to sell. So there's never been a better time to buy, to love what you drive, than right now with your friends at Jack Ingram Motors. JackIngram.com to get started. They'll bring the car to your house. All the paperwork can be done by email. You don't have to leave your seat except to get behind the wheel of your new vehicle. Time to love what you drive. JackIngram.com to get started.
I got David Little from Tucker Pecan. Things are opening back up a little more now. You got a lot going on down at Tucker.
Yes, they are, Bubba. Everything's getting right and getting back to normal. And I tell you what, I want to thank everybody for sticking with us through all this tough time. And you know what? We are making candy fresh daily. If you need a gift, we've got some great beach tote bags, lake bags. We've got all that. Got those wonderful dry wick beach towels in. And you know, if that's not your thing, we just got some good old-fashioned. We've got the Bearded Pickle Guys pickles. We've got the Vertigo hot sauce. We've got the Sprouted Flour grits. We've got Captain Rodney's. We've got the Little Bull seasoning. Go on your steaks, your barbecue, your vegetables. We've got all that. Plus, we have great jewelry. You know, if you need a gift for somebody, all you got to do is call us up, come by. We'll take care of your gift giving. We'll wrap it, and it will be the best gift ever.
Tell them where you are.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at TuckerPecan.com. Or call us at 262-4470 and like us on Facebook.
Confidence, peace of mind, a way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, We are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas
Weather. Well, hi, everybody. It's a situation where we could see some tropical downpours the next couple of days, with showers and thunderstorms more numerous than normal. And they could happen any hour of the day or night, but they're most numerous in the afternoon and evening hours, fading out at night. The low temperature tonight falls to the mid-70s. Tomorrow's high temperature in the upper 80s, held down by clouds, which scattered the numerous storms again. But I think by later in the week, around Thursday and Friday, we'll get back to a more routine situation. You know, scattered random storms here and there at highs in the lower 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB.
Do you love hit songs? And do you love pharmaceuticals and pain relief? Then you're going to love Pill Pop. Pill Pop is the new music collection of tired hit songs being used in commercials. Like Ozempic.
Once weekly, Ozempic is helping many people with type 2 diabetes.
You also get Nazareth, but for Aspercream.
Doing the things we love can be painful. Aspercream's triple effect provides targeted relief.
See your doctor about Pill Pop. Download it today. No prescription needed.
Look at the tube I have in my hands. This is lidocaine. Wait till Mr. Right on the Money, Brandt.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald finds out that I have been diagnosed with occipital neuralgia.
He has diagnosed himself.
We did it on TV.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing. It's, you know, we were talking about doing searches for answers on Google. And it just so happens, now that my toe doesn't feel like it needs to be chopped off anymore, something else comes to take its place. And it's this weird thing, like every 30 or 40 seconds, I get a stabbing pain, not in my ear, but next to it, like at the base of the skull. So I type that in, and that's what it said. It's occipital neuralgia. It's fatal, Brand.
No, it's not.
Yeah. I highly advise, you know, don't do the Google search and diagnose yourself. That's always a bad deal.
Well, no, I mean, there's not much you can do for it except take ibuprofen. So this may be the last time we talk, and I just want you to
know. No, it won't.
Oh, my God.
I just want you to know how much I've learned from you and how much I've enjoyed our friendship.
Why did you become such a drama queen?
Yeah. We're social distancing, Brant. Otherwise, I would slap him across this console.
You don't want to catch this.
It's not
don't
catchable.
Don't make me go to the rest of my life saying I gave Rosie Brock occipital neuralgia.
You can't.
I couldn't live with the guilt.
It's not communicable.
All right. You know, all this has been great fun, except... We have to talk about the day and money. And the last few days have been not disasters, but trending in the wrong direction. What is behind that?
Yeah, you know what? It's really pretty simple, I got to say. It's these tech names that are selling off. You know, we've been talking about that for the last 3 or 4 weeks, just how much of a big part of the leadership these companies have been with respect to the market. I mean, and I think even last week, the number at that time, when you looked at the weighting, there were six companies that represented about 22% of the entire S&P 500. That's crazy. It really, really is. And so they've begun to sell off, and there's a little bit of a rotation out of the big tech names, or simply on valuation only, into the rest of the broader market. And if you look at it again today, we saw that with Apple, Amazon, Netflix, Google, Microsoft. These stocks were trending lower. That money is moving out and going into some of these other names. For example, you look at a lot of the companies that benefited today as a result of this reopening of the economy that continues. So it was a lot of the transportation names, the airlines, the cruise line companies. All of those companies benefited, and And it's interesting to me, when you step back and look at this in totality, you've got sort of this perfect little brew that's sort of coming together. $6 trillion in stimulus. There's a showdown in Washington right now over between the Senate and the House, trying to narrow down what they're going to do with another stimulus bill. Of course, the Senate's at $1 trillion. The House is at $3 trillion. We got a big gap. But we know a deal is going to get done, so there's more stimulus. We have an election coming up now in 100 days. This is a big deal. It's going to be market moving. People are looking at polls. It's about to really, really heat up, so you're going to see money beginning to get positioned around that. We have a Fed meeting that started today. That's going to end tomorrow, so we're going to have the FOMC meeting end Wednesday afternoon. Then you'll see the Fed chairman come out and address the media in a press conference, so everyone's going to want to hear what he has to say. So you take all this, combined with earnings that have been okay, it's just that all these CEOs are not saying great things about the market. Unemployment benefits ended on the 25th. People nervous about how's the consumer going to hold up without that unemployment check. It's just there's a lot of uncertainty. So the market is stalling. We're seeing money move out of those big names. And as I said, you know, just a lot of things to consider. So I think we're going to probably hit a lull here. But there's nothing wrong with that. You just have to understand what's going on and why, and try to be, you know, manage the risk, which is what I've always said and what we try to do here. So pay attention. That's what I would tell everyone. Really pay attention to what's going on. It's going to be a critical sort of the next few months.
No doubt about it. And, I just had an occipital neurologic attack. That's what happens when this thing, it's not deadly. It's painful. It's annoying. Like this morning, we were having a great time during the show, and one of these surges would kick in. You know, you have to wait for it to pass, like a kidney stone.
You really may need to go see the doctor.
I think he does. It
What's
seems
he
to
do?
Be increasing. Well,
I mean,
you don't know until you go.
I was just there last week with this stupid toad. They're going to think I'm a hypochondriac. My listeners already do.
No. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it's better to be safe than sorry. If you're having a pain like that that's continuously occurring throughout the day, you know what? Hey, there may be an underlying cause. Go get an MRI or whatever.
And let me tell you something.
Make sure you're all right.
A lot of times what's going on in your foot is reflected in other nerve endings in your body. There could be a connection.
I frequently have my foot in my mouth.
Notwithstanding,
hey, by
there
the
could
way,
be a connection.
There was an article that was up and down on Politico today that Kamala Harris is going to be Joe Biden's running mate. That's a great move. Maybe her face will defrost in time for the election. Did you see the before and afters on Kamala from last weekend? Oh, my goodness. They must have stuck enough Botox in her. She looked freaky. Too much Botox.
I know.
I've had it.
Yeah.
You get enough to, you know, straighten out a couple of wrinkles here and there, mostly here. but, man, dude, why are we talking like this for a couple of days? Because, I mean, her face looked like frozen. And on that note.
Oh, God. Yeah, well, speaking of all that, you know, Biden, he's supposed to announce his running mate here in about a week, I think.
Politico put that story up and then took it down. So, but that's twice now in a week I've heard her name come up. Because what other choices does he have? It ain't going to be Stacey Abrams.
It's very, very limited choices. And he's got to be careful with it, you know.
He
really does.
He can't pick Elizabeth Warren because, you know, in your business, he won't get a dime in donations. They will run from him because she scares them. Because they know whoever he picks is going to be the next president soon. It's all mapped out. In the meantime, if you would like to grow your money, protect your money, save for a future occasion, or just have a fallback option, if you've never taken the time to sit down with a financial planner and talk about your money and your future, Brant would be the first to tell you if you don't call me. Call somebody and make that step. But we hope you will call Brand. He's got a great team at McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, and they are literally taking care of your financial future on a 24/7 basis. That's how dedicated they are. 387-0094 is the number, 387-0094, McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Brant, we will talk tomorrow. If you get a chance at opening bell, give us a holler.
Oh, for sure. No, I will. I'll plan on that. And this time, I promise I won't stand you up.
Unless I'm dead.
This morning was crazy, but.
Yeah.
Hey, but listen, seriously, call the doc. Do it.
Yes. I'll stay on him, Brant. He loves to hear that.
You know what will happen? So I'm making a plan. I'll go, and it'll stop as soon as I walk in.
Well, at least you'll get some relief.
Google said it's occipital neuralgia. I'm going to...
Oh, and we all know how reliable Google is.
Yeah, especially when it comes to politics.
Yeah.
Brant, we will talk tomorrow, my friend. Thanks.
All right. That sounds good. Take an aspirin. I'll see you in the morning.
Bye.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial. Traffic is brought to you by Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Enjoy the beautiful outdoors at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Check out their gorgeous plants and flowers on Facebook and make your home amazing with Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, located off Highway 110 in Fitzpatrick.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic got a lot of cars on the road now throughout Montgomery. We are busy everywhere, especially downtown I-65 and 85 at the interchange. Slow traffic on 85 southbound leading up to the merge. Use caution wherever you are. The Boulevard, very busy. A lot of congestion. Atlanta Highway, Taylor Road. The outbound 31s are also very busy this afternoon, but we have no new accidents into us at this moment to pass along. Festival Plaza is open for business. Stop by the Comic Shop, Montgomery Cardiovascular Health and Fitness Center, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Please watch out for children. With limited summer activities, more will be outside and may not always see you. Should you have the need, just dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
When your employees return to work or a customer enters your business, how do they know it's been clean, disinfected, and safe? Our Janie King yellow stickers can show everyone entering your facility that it's been cleaned and disinfected. Place a Janie King yellow sticker at your entrances to give your employees and customers peace of mind that this building has been cleaned and disinfected by the King of Clean. Go to JannieKingCleans.com now to find out more information and request a sticker today.
Janie King, the King of Clean.
Here at Hometown Lenders, our motto is family helping families. It's the Hometown Lenders way.
We've been helping people all over the tri-state realize their dream of owning a new home. Interest rates are at their lowest, and the time to purchase or refinance is now.
We're closing loans in record time, usually 14 days or less, and our staff is ready and waiting to help get you into the home of your dreams.
Call us today at 334-794-2661 or visit our website at MortgageManTim.com.
Hometown Lenders, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 65084.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I remember when I went outside. I could even stand less than 6 feet away. Used to have enough toilet paper, could touch my face. I'm stuck in here drinking beer before it's even lunch. I haven't worn pants in over a month.
people, that doctor video we played earlier, a woman who has cured over 300 patients using hydroxychloroquine, Stella Emanuel. The censors at Facebook are taking that video down as fast as they can find it. Why? This is a doctor we're talking about here. She says in 30 days, hydroxychloroquine will stop the Shycom virus across the nation if allowed. What do we need vaccines for? But they're calling it misleading on Facebook because that's not the narrative you're supposed to believe. Boy, it's just amazing. Just amazing. Should be very concerned. In fact,
you're going to be scared right out of your pants.
The coordination on this effort that's ongoing, the Bolshevik army that's burning cities. What do you think's going to happen when Trump gets reelected on November 3rd? Look at the crap they're trying to pull now. They are pulling now. Over nothing. They're not protesting. This is a sneak preview of what's coming November 3rd, friends. And they're thinking that maybe this will go away if we vote for old Joe. They won't be as upset.
No.
It's also part of a plan to try and steer the country into mail-in balloting. We already have that. It's called an absentee ballot if you can't get out of the house. And I'm sure they would make allowances for folks who would be at high risk for the coronavirus. But the whole thing with an absentee ballot is that it's got to be postmarked by Election Day. And what they've done in California, well, you got 10 days. They're still trying to figure out the results of they just do this until they get the result they want. Well, what kind of country allows that? They're just going to wait until they get can fix enough votes to get the result they want. Is that what you want? Fascist Twitter sends. Okay. Can you imagine if Melania Obama had retweeted something that was not factual or and that Twitter banned her? Daddy would have had them on the carpet in a matter of seconds. They just love twisting the Trumps, man. They don't care about you or anybody with a conservative point of view. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube removed viral video of doctors, Capitol Hill. It was in Washington, D.C., and it's happening elsewhere, too. Dr. Bartlett in Texas. They're demanding, they're trying to come out around this media phalanx of silence to let people know, hey, we can stop this, and here's how we do it. And even Fox, especially their radio news. Horrible. JJ.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Yeah.
Good.
You remember me, you and Rosie and many others helped my daughter, Marinelle?
Yes.
Yes. I just wanted to give an update. She's had everything done. There was a long hold up because the doctor said he wasn't going to do any of the work till she quit smoking. But somehow she got around it and she got everything done. And I just want to tell everyone how much I appreciate the donation. We got up about half the money and I was able to come up with the other half. And I appreciate everything you did, Greg and Rosie. I think you give to us twice. I sure appreciate it. And
it's been tough to raise money for anything because everybody is so worried, what's going to happen next.
Right.
But yeah. Good luck, and everything is okay otherwise?
Yes. They put triple stitched every tooth they took out, so when she got back on her blood thinner, no chance of starting bleeding.
Good.
And, she's all good, and I really appreciate it. And I'd like to come in on that video from the twin brothers.
Yes.
I watched that, and yeah, there was some pretty strong language on there. And hopefully that'll get go viral and people start doing that in any of these towns, that they start trying to flare up that Antifa. And I hope that some of these motorcycle clubs would get involved. And
yeah,
they could get them out of town.
Yeah. That's why I say they're going to pick the wrong place to pull this, and a terrible price will be paid. And I just don't want it to be the next Fort Sumter. Thanks for the call and the update. We appreciate you. And welcoming Jacqueline to the phone this afternoon.
Hey, sorry I'm late, guys. I had a work emergency that caught me off guard. I had to deal with. So,
well, maybe it's good, though, that our listeners know that when a work emergency comes up, radio's got to take a back seat.
That's right.
Sorry, guys. Well, no, I got a call a few minutes ago about I have a client who their spouse is violating an emergency court order, and one of those situations that we don't take lightly because, you know, things happen. And so, you know, I'm going to stop what I'm doing and make sure that that situation is handled before I move on with my evening. So how are y'all doing?
We're doing
good. I have occipital neuralgia.
You have what? Is there a pill for that?
They said ibuprofen.
Yeah, or Tylenol.
Tylenol?
A listener called in and said Tylenol.
Do you
take care of it in 2 hours.
You have either one of those on you?
No.
Where's a drug dealer when I need one in this town? I need drugs.
There's a lot of them, I think, Greg. I've watched the nightly news. I get the Montgomery County Sheriff arrest reports every day, remember? There's a lot of them.
Yeah. I noticed they stopped putting the mug shots, though, on newspaper and other media. Why would they
do
that?
They're on the app.
Oh, they're on the app.
Oh, you got to get the app. It's like the best thing since sliced toast.
Oh.
You know, good to be up to date on what's going on in your community.
Yes.
And you can put a face with a name.
Hey, before we continue, can I squeeze the traffic report in here real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
We're coming right back to you. Don't go away. That's Jacqueline Tomlinson. It's 534.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We've got a lot of slow traffic on the interstates through downtown Montgomery, and it is very busy. I-85 southbound, a slowdown from Jackson Hospital up to the interchange. Slow traffic on 85 northbound right around Jackson Hospital. We've got another slowdown on 65 northbound starting at the River Bridge past Northern Boulevard all the way up to the 143 off-ramp at Millbrook. A lot of cars are stacked up on the Northern Boulevard as well trying to get on 65 northbound and make that merge. Please be careful there. Busy everywhere else around the city, and we do have that accident, Taylor Road at I-85. It's a minor crash. Hopefully they'll get that out of the way quickly. New Toyotas arriving daily at Reinhardt Toyota. Now's the time to get your new Toyota for vacation. Visit their showroom or shop online, ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Support your local food bank with a donation today at hashtag TogetherAlabama. Now more than ever, people are relying on the help from others. I'm Stuart Vance, reminding everyone we are in this together, Alabama.
All right, let's go back to
Jay Quallen.
Right now on line two. And hey, did you hear about our former local baseball team, the Marlins?
Jesus, I know, with the Rona.
Yeah. However, I don't trust these. For example, there's a player, he's one of the best players in baseball on the Washington Nationals. This just was announced. He has been held out because he tested positive for coronavirus, but was asymptomatic.
What's his name?
Soto.
That's what it is. See, look at me. I know what's up.
You are on it. You are so on it. Now he's tested negative twice. Never had a symptom. And I wonder, was that first positive test a false positive? How often is that happening?
Like 80% of the time, from what I hear.
Yeah.
All the time.
Again, it's just crazy. How many people, what's the total number of people in America who have had the coronavirus?
Enough, apparently, because it's still on the news. Like, we're still talking about it.
Doesn't AKA have that on their website? Let me check. Oh, by the way, nice going, Will Dismukes. What the?
What is that? Yeah, whoa.
Yeah. My question. Will, I think of who's that British guy, smarmy actor, that was caught with a woman of the evening? Come on. He was in that stupid Renee Zellweger movie in Britain. Hugh Grant.
Yeah, Hugh Grant.
So Hugh Grant, I'll give him credit. He goes on Leno to face the music because it was a story you just couldn't ignore. And Leno looks at him and said, "What the hell were you thinking?" And that came to mind when I saw this story about Wildis Mukes calls for his resignation.
What are you doing, man?
In this how could you be so clueless?
Like, not only is it just, like, horrible timing, but, like, when you're a politician, like, you gotta think things through like that. Like, we didn't go from A to B on this one. He just went straight for it, like no questions asked.
We are upset at the fact that the governor of Virginia took a blackface photo 50 years ago, whenever it was.
Yeah. And, or what about Paula Deen? That was like 100 years ago, and they like crucified her.
Right.
People didn't eat butter and biscuits for like a week.
And that's going back. This is something he did over the weekend.
Yeah.
And then like put it on social media.
Yeah. In the middle of a race war.
Exactly.
What the hell is wrong with you all?
I mean, that's... I hate to say
it. Way to go, Alabama.
That's another thing. We don't need national stories.
We just got gifted...
With
milk
rusty
chocolate.
Raisinets. Not that the raisinets are rusty, but Rusty Aldrich brought us raisinets.
There's chocolate there?
You got milk.
Yes, there's chocolate here.
I got dark chocolate.
Well, it's milk chocolate day.
Well, that's okay.
It's milk chocolate
I'll have some
day?
Milk with my dark chocolate.
Jake, I have a baby update.
Oh,
yay,
hold on.
It's
that's
Tuesday.
Right. Let's get it.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
All right. And the answer is?
So I'm going to switch it up on you guys today, and I'm not going to do the fruit and vegetables because that's boring.
Well, we were at cantaloupe stage last week.
Yeah. Yes. Well, and I'll tell you the fruit. The vegetable. It's a head of cauliflower.
Oh.
Like a large head of cauliflower. It's boring, right? Like, that's not interesting.
No. I love cauliflower.
In the interest of Major League Baseball coming back this week, he's also the size of a glove, of a mitt. A baseball mitt.
Wow, that's pretty big.
Are we talking an infielder's glove? Because a first
catcher's
baseman
mitt
is much larger.
Yeah, no, we're not talking about a specialized mitt. We're talking about a regular, standard size, like, infielder's mitt.
Okay, all right. Just wanted to make that clarification.
It's fine. Like, I have no problem clarifying that. Like, I was a catcher forever. So, like, yeah, I know the distinction, Greg.
That's right.
I don't know if it was a righty or a lefty glove either. Like, all I got was a picture of a glove.
Come on, Alex. Do you have to run? Do you got your next crisis?
No, I'm on my way to the grocery market to feed my family, so you've got me for a few more minutes.
All right, hold on. We'll get back to you ASAP before you go into the store, okay?
All right.
Don't go away.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
The coronavirus has devastated families and jobs here in Alabama. Small businesses are fighting to stay alive, and they need our support. But when Alabama businesses needed help the most, Senator Doug Jones turned his back on them. He sided with Washington, D.C. liberals like Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren to support blocking action on desperately needed coronavirus relief. Senator Jones put partisan politics ahead of Alabama jobs. Small businesses still need help. Tax relief would give them more flexibility and help keep Alabamians employed. It's time for Doug Jones to step up. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Urge him to pass S-3596, Safeguarding Small Business Act. Vote for needed tax relief and start putting Alabama jobs ahead of politics. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's a situation where we could see some tropical downpours the next couple of days, with showers and thunderstorms more numerous than normal. And they could happen any hour of the day or night, but they're most numerous in the afternoon and evening hours, fading out at night. The low temperature tonight falls to the mid-70s. Tomorrow's high temperature in the upper 80s, held down by clouds, which scattered the numerous storms again. But I think by later in the week, around Thursday and Friday, we'll get back to a more routine situation. You know, scattered random storms here and there, and highs in the lower 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today is July 28th, National Milk Chocolate Day. Hey, you got Milk Chocolate Day on my July 28th. Well, you got July 28th on my Milk Chocolate Day. Mmm, two great days that go great together. Happy National Milk Chocolate Day.
I want to thank Rusty Aldridge for the milk chocolate raisinettes, because I really need... do those cure occipital neuralgia?
That's a good start.
Hey, Jacqueline.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, did you hear that I was diagnosed with that?
I don't even know what that is. Is that you have a headache? What do you have? What's the problem?
No, it makes a headache.
It's like a jabbing pain.
It's
right,
like
behind
somebody
your
shoving
ear.
A sewing
needle.
Did you
needle. Like self-diagnose this, or did like you actually get seen by a medical professional?
Google.
Ah, that works.
But it was the only thing that came up for the symptoms. Besides, we got something going on here at the radio station that is much more interesting.
Really?
You're familiar with
murder hornets?
No.
What happened to the murder hornets? Did we skipped that?
They've been replaced.
Yeah.
Did you? Not with the flying snakes, I hope.
No, it's not the flying snakes. Did you ever hear or watch the Amityville Horror?
Like 100 years ago.
All right, but you remember the Critical Role that flies played in that movie?
Mm-hmm.
How they gather around the window? Well, for some reason,
mm-hmm.
we are finding...
We have a fly infestation?
We are finding dead flies.
There's a dead animal somewhere.
Out. That's the voice I'm waiting. As soon as I hear that, we'll be doing the morning show from underneath my bed.
Oh, we had that problem at the Delkin Tomlinson one.
Oh, you did? What was causing it?
We had a dead animal on the wall.
Oh.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, that cheers us right up.
You know,
there's a dead animal somewhere.
Maybe it's the field mouse.
Yeah, that was plaguing our studio. We haven't seen him around.
Well,
they're not up here. They're not up here.
No. Well, somebody said they can get in through this.
They're like octopus. They can get in anywhere. I mean, they're like sneaky little critters.
East of the Rockies, who works in the industry, once held out the tip of his thumb and he said, if there's a hole that big, almost any mouse, rat, whatever can get through it.
Yeah. Where there's a will, there's a way. So we had this neighbor at Delkin Tomlinson. At one point, the house next door to us was occupied. The woman was precious and she had all these cats. Well, like a lot of cats. Well, when she left, she took the cat. And I explained to Dana, I said, this is bad news bears. She's taking the cat. We're going to have a rat problem. We're going to have a mouse problem. Well, lo and behold, 6 months later, we had a little bit of a mouse situation. And something died in the wall. And we got the murder flies. The little death flies.
The murder movie.
You know what I mean? Like every murder, like, you know, the flies, the black flies, and it's a distinctive type of fly. Well, we got them. And I told Dana it was because the nice little lady next door with the cats moved out. We handled the situation.
But let's just say
it was interesting for a couple days.
These cats are big, like horse flies.
They eat a lot of dead stuff.
Yeah, these flies are well fed because they're.
Yeah.
That's one reason why they're getting swatted. They're too fat to get away.
They're eating something in your building.
Ooh.
I mean, I'm not a professional. I'm not an exterminator, but like, listen, you know a death fly when you see it.
Get out.
am with that.
You guys have a great rest of the show. I'm gonna try to forget that we had this conversation about the death flies.
Please.
I'll talk to you guys tomorrow on a lighter note. Well, all right.
While you're in the store, if you see anything that treats occipital neurothea, let me know, okay?
A hot bath, and some Tylenol will do you well.
Yes.
Well then,
go home and relax.
Okay.
Put your feet up. Have some cold ice water. You're probably just dehydrated, Greg. It's 900 degrees outside.
Oh.
With 100% humidity. Go home, drink some water, put your feet up, and watch Ariel, Minnesota, or whatever it is that you want.
Have you ever noticed how when she talks, my reaction is to do exactly what she says? She's got that mom thing.
Yeah.
That command.
Yeah.
You must be great with your clients, too.
I don't know. Some love me, some hate me. Who knows? But, you know, I get the job done, right?
That's what it is. That's what you do. You get the job done.
You guys have a wonderful night.
Thanks.
She does. She has that mom voice where, like, you don't question it. Okay.
She definitely is in command. She's
definitely
in charge.
By the way, and that's when you're going through a personal crisis in a relationship situation. And I hate to see what the numbers are going to be like at the end of the year with divorces and separations and all the things because we really have not returned anywhere close to normal. So much is still closed. People are still spending a lot of time under the same roof. And the space thing, I'm a big believer in that. Space is as critical as intimacy to the success of a relationship. But sometimes a consultation can help you understand where you stand. So if things seem like they're headed in the wrong direction, it's worth your time to call 819-4810 and consult with Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson, who live real lives and who have tons of experience in these situations and can help you see the forest through the trees. 819-4810. Their web address is divorceformenalabama.com. Powerful testimonials available there. Oh, and this disclaimer.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
But when you want that person that's in your corner, that we got this, I'm speaking to them specifically. Now here's local hero and local Rembrandt, Scott Bowers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with everything you need at amazing prices.
From office essentials like paper and ink to health essentials like masks and hand sanitizer.
This week at Staples, buy one, get one 50% off on all True Red printer paper.
And shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 8/1/20. In-store only. Discount applies to lowest priced item while supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
When will things get back to normal? How many times have we heard that lately? While many of our medical heroes and fellow Americans are still battling this tenacious and deadly virus, we keep hoping that things will soon be back to normal. This is Al Crosby with Crosby Electric, and I Googled normal, and the top 4 synonyms given were usual, average,
typical and common. Wow, not very inspiring, huh? No one ever sat on their deathbed looking around at loved ones with a gleam in their eye exclaiming, "Man, I live such a life of normal." What if, after this crazy pandemic, we decided to live abnormally? What if we were strangely joyful, exceptionally hardworking, unusually gracious, extremely forgiving? And what if we loved insanely and irrationally? What if? Sound impossible? Remember, friends, Luke 1:7 reminds us, nothing is impossible with God. Say no to normal.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Time for traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had an accident earlier on the Northern Boulevard, a very bad crash as you approach I-65. We now have two accidents there. Traffic is moving very slowly and is backed up almost to Jackson Ferry. Use caution in the area. We also have a new accident now, Air Base Boulevard at Day Street. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Around the boulevard, we're light to moderate. We're still having some traffic light problems on the East-South Boulevard between Norman Bridge and Troy Highway. All the 31s are very busy this afternoon. Please buckle up, slow down, and watch out for your fellow drivers. Tots Produce has fresh homemade peach ice cream made from Chilton County peaches grown on their own farm. There's nothing better. Tots Produce, exit 205 in Clanton. They are right next to the Waffle House. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
After staying home these many weeks, people are eager to drive anywhere, out to eat or summer vacation. Watch out for the other driver. Should you have the need, just dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
In the midst of hardship and financial insecurity, Guardian is still here to serve you, ready to help you meet your financial needs through loans, consolidated saving, digital banking options, and more. Guardian, still here to serve you. Call us at 334-244-9999 or visit myguardiancu.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, Montgomery. Do you have more people and more devices using the internet at your home? Switch to Wow Superfast Internet 100 for $39.99 per month. And for a stronger signal, add Whole Home Wi-Fi for $9.99 per month. Offer details at wowway.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
We went dancing.
Stay. So have a round on me, my friend.
Rusty Brock, thank you for the afternoon.
Thank you.
Thanks for the Raisinets, Rusty.
Yeah.
And if I'm not dead from occipital neuralgia, I'll be back tomorrow.
You won't be.
With Rich Thomas. And Jesse Lynn.
Adios, muchacho.
Successful broadcast.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump says he's using the Defense Production Act to authorize a $765 million loan to allow Kodak to launch a pharmaceutical company to help produce generic drug ingredients in the U.S.
It will produce as much as 25% of all active ingredients needed to make generic drugs in the USA. It's a big number.
The president says the new Kodak Pharmaceuticals will create more than 360 jobs in its initial phase. Pfizer Pharmaceuticals CEO tweeting his company may consider job cuts if the president's executive orders on lowering drug prices take effect.
The tweet in response to a tweet from the president, in which he writes that Big Pharma is taking TV ads to say, "I am raising drug prices." Ad is a lie. Meanwhile, a planned White House meeting with pharmaceutical executives is now off.
Fox's John Decker in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, a full and active, all-inclusive lifestyle is waiting for you.